Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Long moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Green reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Daniel Seaborn scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Stevens scores. Pignatano moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Cottier reaches second base with a double. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Cottier moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Rivera tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Senators, 3. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Tasby moves to third. Norm Baz now pitching. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tasby scores. Keogh moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Senators, 4. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotier. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Cotier steals second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. Cotier scores. It's 6-4, Senators. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby is hit by the pitch. Long moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long scores. Tasby moves to third. It's 7-4, Senators. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 2 in the game. Daniels hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 7-5, Senators. Marty Cotina now pitching. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn scores. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, Senators. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens scores. It's Athletics, 7, Senators, 7. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tasby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cotina, and towards Cotier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keogh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cotier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Cotina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Jim King pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Green and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and has Hauser trapped. There's the throw to O'Connell who throws to Klaus, who tags Hauser for the out. Rivera moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nuxhall. Ron Stillwell pinch runs for Gene Green. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell moves to second. Harry Bright pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Pete Daly now catching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Carl Mathias now pitching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Luke Klimchuk. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball for a double play. Lump tags and scores. Stevens tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-7, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 9-7, Athletics. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Matthias Causey, moves to second. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-5 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.